Always giving you the very best that we've got right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and the fastest 2 hours in radio, it rolls on. And right now, the NFL conversation, it's going to continue. We're going to get you ready. Talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles, I tell you what, they have been a disappointment this season. So we want to get some answers to why it's happening, and it's time now to welcome into our show author and sports writer. He also is a baseball historian, Fran Zimnick, as we're looking to get his perspective on the Eagles and highlight his new book, Philadelphia Eagles, Where Have You Gone? Good evening, Franny. How are you?
It's nice to talk to you, Big E. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get right to it. Let's stick our hand in the dirt. I mean, why are the Eagles not living up to expectations? I mean, high hopes after Chip Kelly overhauled this roster, but what is derailing this season?
They've had a lot of injuries, and as we speak, we just found out Sam Bradford got hurt in last week's game. He had a concussion, but now it also... There's a report out there that he has a dislocated left throwing shoulder, or non-throwing shoulder. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know. There are so many theories out there as to what's gone wrong with the team. I just feel one of the things is that you just can't buy or trade for that great kind of feeling that a team has.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's built over time, and there's just no chemistry on the team.
Author and sports writer of the Philadelphia Eagles, Fran Zimnick, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And we make it so easy. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. We're trying to figure out what in the world's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. You provided that update on Sam Bradford, the shoulder injury, the concussion. But just, step back. I mean, your thoughts on just Mark Sanchez. So he's expected to start against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Definitely against the Buccaneers and probably against the Lions on Thanksgiving. And, he's a guy who has a lot of ability, but he's never been able to get away from turning the ball over. And that will be that's his Achilles heel and always will be. But he's certainly a great backup quarterback. I mean, I don't think there's another backup in the league I'd rather have than Sanchez, but you just want him to be on the bench where he belongs, that's all.
Well, he has shown what he started 8 games for the Eagles down the stretch in 2014 and was 4-4 as a starter, Fran.
Yes, he was. But again, total inconsistency, a lot of turnovers at wrong times. And I think it's just some decision-making problems that he has or whatever. But, again, he's a backup quarterback. And it's funny, no matter what city you play in, mm-hmm. unless your starting quarterback is the football version of Elissa Walker-Campbell, everyone's in love with the backup.
That's a hyperbole. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Fran Zimnick with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We were talking off air, of course. Got to give some Sooner love to Sam Bradford, DeMarco Murray. Do you like the addition of DeMarco? I mean, I think the Cowboys miss him just a bit.
I think they do, but again, I think part of the problem with DeMarco is the scheme that Chip Kelly puts him in, going lots of times east and west instead of north and south. DeMarco, I think, has played very well. He's averaging like 3.5 yards per attempt.
Yeah.
But Ryan Matthews, who the Eagles got from San Diego, has really outplayed him in lesser playing time. He's been incredible, but I don't know if Murray's being used properly either. So it's just, like I said, you can't buy or trade for chemistry, and I think right now that's a big problem with this team. However, that being said, now that we're getting into the latter half of the season, you would hope that maybe they would start to gel. But I'm not going to put any confidence on this team's ability to do anything this year. It's just a very, very frustrating team to watch.
I tell all the listeners across the country about this book. It's an informative stroll down memory lane with the Eagles of yesterday and today.
Well, basically what we did was, in 2004, it was about 50 former Philadelphia Eagles talking about their careers a little bit and then talking about what they did after football. This is just a continuation of that. We updated all of the players who were in the book previously. Unfortunately, a lot of them have died, like Chuck Bednarik and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brookshire, the great announcer, who was a great football player here. And what we also did was added 4 new players to the mix. So I added Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Brian Westbrook, and Donovan McNabb. So there's 4 new icons in the book, along with a lot of the other ones who are very popular players here.
Who is your favorite? Because obviously you're having an opportunity to visit with these guys one-on-one. It's beyond the helmet and the shoulder pads. I mean, it's a look at the human side, the human element, and, you know, what goes on behind the scenes.
One of my favorite players was a guy named Tim Rossovich, who was a linebacker slash defensive lineman from the University of Southern California. He was a number one draft pick here. He never quite found his place either as either a lineman or a linebacker. He was flipped a lot. He, I believe he also played for the San Diego Padres after he left the Eagles, but he was all pro once or twice. He was a very good player. But the thing with Rosso was he was nuts. He would do things like he would eat glass. He would set himself on fire. He would jump off of a ladder and onto the floor.
Was he possessed?
He was just crazy stuff. And I think one of the teams he was on was 1-13, mm-hmm. but they had a good time with that 1-13. But it's funny because Rossovich has this image as a flake, which he was, but he was an incredibly hard-nosed football player who had nothing but respect for the game and his teammates. And as I mentioned to you earlier, he went on to be an actor after his career ended, and he was in Top Gun, and you'll see him on a couple issues of Magnum PI if you get reruns of that show. He always played bouncer type guys, which is exactly what he looked like.
Fran Zimnick is the author of Philadelphia Eagles, Where Have You Gone? Tim Rossovich, Jeff Camp, Brian Westbrook, and other Eagle greats. And we cannot get through this conversation without highlighting Ron Jaworski, number 7. Talk about his run with the Eagles.
Well, Jaws was a good young quarterback prospect when the Eagles got him in a trade with the Los Angeles Rams for Charlie Young. And Coach Dick Vermeil was known as a real disciplinarian, especially in those days. It was his first NFL coaching job, and he was really tough on Ron Jaworski, but they developed such a wonderful relationship all these years later. They're mm-hmm. It's like a father and son thing, because Jaws' father had passed away when he was young, and Dick Vermeil sort of was very much a father figure to him as a player and as a person as well. And, you know, if you talk to Ron Jaworski today, he will always mention Coach Vermeil as one of the most important people in his life. But Jaws was a very good, very hard-nosed quarterback. He led the Eagles to a Super Bowl. He didn't always get the respect he deserved, but I always thought he was a very good player for that team, for that system. And he just... He's stayed in the area. He owns a whole bunch of golf courses. He's been involved with all kinds of different stuff. Works for, I guess, NFL Films for a while. And he's still very visible in the area and a very popular guy.
Ron Jaworski, a great quarterback, a great leader. As we close out the interview, what was his best year statistically?
I think his best year, well, statistically you could debate that, because you could have good statistics on a 7-9 year. But I think his best year was 1980, when he took the team to the Super Bowl. He was just outstanding that season, and his passing accuracy was excellent. His interceptions were down, and you just knew when Jaws was on the field that you were going to get everything he had. And the other thing that was really kind of neat to see was how his teammates on the offensive unit believed in him. They were a really close-knit group, and guys like Harold Carmichael and Wilbert Montgomery and whatnot, they all really worked together well.
It is a must-read, Reconnecting with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's newly updated. It is titled, Where Have You Gone? Tim Rossovich, Jeff Camp, Brian Westbrook, and other Eagle greats. And I'll tell you what, he's a great. Fran Zimnick, always a pleasure, and it's so good to hear your voice and have you on the show. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving, okay? Don't eat too much turkey, Franny.
I'm a stuffing guy. Don't worry. You and your family have a great one as well.
You bet. We're going to deep fried turkey. Much more straight ahead right here. The fastest 2 hours in radio right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.